Can you hear us?
I've been listening to you for the past 10 minutes.
Why?
You've been listening to her for the past 20 years.
You guys are out of your mind. Now, hello?
You want to be in your mind.
Oh, now what are you doing over there?
Well, we just finished a grueling rehearsal. Actually, it wasn't. We sat on the balcony somewhere, and it was kind of hot. Yeah.
No, I heard that. I heard that part. I heard that you were naked.
That's pretty good for Staten Island boy. Naked.
And what else did I hear? I heard that you got to pay for Rebop's college.
Yeah, well, you know that. I mean, you've had to do that twice before, haven't you?
I'm still paying for college.
Yeah, and you've got one coming. Hey, what's this gig you're doing?
Well, I'm doing a bunch of gigs, actually. By the way, this is Kazam. Hi, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Kazam.
Hi, Pee-Pee. I'm playing some shows coming up. I got a show on Friday in Reisterstown, Maryland at Mika's Club or Mika or something like that. I don't know. It's some club in Reisterstown. And then next week I'm playing in Dayton at the Canal Street Tavern, and then in Chicago at the Abbey Pub, and then in Cleveland at Wilbert's.
Cool. You're playing all the hot spots.
Yeah, all the hot spots, and I'm doing all this with a whole band, actually, which is something I don't necessarily normally do. Hello?
You're doing four-piece, Kaz?
Yeah, it's just a four-piece band. It's me, a bass player, a drummer, and a guitar player. I mean, and a keyboard player. Oh, please. I've been in rehearsals. You just started rehearsals today. I've been in rehearsals for 6 days, and I've been singing every single day, and I'm absolutely knackered. I'm shot.
Mm-hmm. I hear it in your voice.
Yeah, and on top of it, I have to do another radio interview at 2 a.m. this morning in New York. I'm on the Joey Reynolds show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, he's actually a big deal in New York.
He is. You know, he was in Hawaii for a little while.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And he's like, you know, he's old school New York.
Okay, so what kind of stuff are you doing? Are you doing all originals or what?
Well, pretty much, yeah. I mean, between my stuff and the stuff that I did with Utopia, there might be one or two other songs from other artists, but it's all my stuff and the stuff that I sang in Utopia.
And a Lady Gaga cover.
And a Lady Gaga, which actually, did you hear her acoustic version of, what was it? What's the name of that song?
I heard it the other night on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, it was cool, actually.
Do
you like Lady Gaga?
It was beautiful. Yeah, it was especially beautiful. I watched it when it was live. I was just sitting home. Yeah, that was good. You saw it, right, Michelle?
Yeah, I did, actually. And my son, Rex, complimented me. He said, Michelle, come here. He wanted me to see the TV. He goes, look, see, this girl reminds me of you.
Yeah, you know what? I can see that. I can see where he thought that.
Yeah. Thank you, Jan Kessler. Is that you, Jan, who said poker face? Thank you.
Poker face. Thank you. Poker face.
That's suggestive.
My poker face.
Somebody's asking for a Cass and Lady Gaga duet. I don't know if they mean like a private one or a public
one. No, it would probably be some kind of, you know, co-write.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Many people are yammering for you to do something off the Bryce Dalton album.
Not this time around. No, not this time around. There's very few things off of that record that I would revisit, but maybe next time. Maybe next time. I plan on doing some more shows after this first batch. So, you know, I'm sure I'll be throwing some new stuff in the mix here and there.
Let's pretend we're on Oprah for a minute, okay?
I'm sorry?
Let's pretend we're on Oprah for a minute, okay?
Go ahead.
You familiar with Oprah? She's the richest woman in the universe.
Yeah, I know who she is. I've heard of her.
We need you to really go to your tender place.
Uh-huh.
and tell us exactly
you guys
how
thought about this. Go ahead.
We need you to tell us how it felt and how you've recovered from all of the sexual advances that David Letterman must have made to you over the years.
Well, I have to tell you that as of this afternoon, I filed suit in the New York State Court against David Letterman for not having sex with me.
You know, I felt the same way. I was going to pay him $2 million just to say I did.
No, well, the whole thing is that, you know, he was having sex with all these, you know, coworkers and promoting them and stuff like that. And, you know, I mean, I've been on the show a few times, and he never had sex with me, and he should have, so that he could have promoted me. And and because he didn't now, and he chose to have it with other people, I'm going to sue him. I'm going to sue his ass off for not picking on me.
Right, because it really has hindered your career. It could have advanced.
It has put a huge dent in my personal life.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, you know, I think it's only fair that, you know, I should have been given a shot, and because I didn't get one, he's going to have to pay through the nose.
I'm just going to start saying I did.
I like that attitude.
I was alone with him in a room. He was circling my gig, trying to figure out if my cleavage was a little too nuts for TV.
Oh,
circling
oh, yeah?
Your gig. Yeah. God, I love circling my gig. I'm going to put that one into play.
Was he sniffing around, Michelle? He was sniffing around.
He got mad at me. I said, wait, who's the boss here? You or somebody else?
And, you know, he really is such a good-looking guy anyway.
I hear the facetiousness in your voice, and I actually do think he's good looking. Anybody with a gap in their front teeth, I swear to God, it could be Aunt B. It's that gap in the front teeth. It just does me in. I don't know what. I'm sorry. I'm shutting up now. Okay, moving right along. Mott asked if David Letterman popped your style cherry.
Popped my style cherry?
Yeah.
he certainly dresses nice, except for when he wears white socks.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get over that white socks, black shoes stuff. I'm not a big fan. But no, David really didn't have anything to do with my choice of evening attire.
So you weren't into the Michael Jackson white socks, black shoe thing either?
No. No. I never, you know.
Michael Jackson, yes.
As a matter of fact, even if I have shorts on, I still wear black socks and sneakers. So. Which is really attractive.
I think that could quiet even Letterman's libido, personally.
Yeah. And you got to be all chickeny white to do that, though.
Okay, so what, are you going to, like, divulge any specifics that you're playing?
No, I'd rather not. I'd rather people, you know, make the trek out to see it and then be summarily surprised as to what songs I'm playing. I will say that, except for a few, it's most of the songs that I've been doing in the past, only with a band this time. And I don't think very many people have ever seen me play these songs with a band, so that'll be something different.
Can you tell us, are you going to do Love is a Dangerous Thing? Can you just give us a yay or a nay?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. We're doing that one, and we're doing a couple other ones. We're doing a couple of songs that, well, we're doing at least one song that's never been played live before, so.
Ooh. And how's it feel to be band leader?
Yeah, I tell you, it's tough. You know, it's not easy because, you know, your ass is hanging out, and and everybody's waiting for you to make a decision, and you know I'm like the great procrastinator. I don't really make decisions very well on this, that, or the other. Jesus Christ, what the hell is going on?
That's me giving you the boxing bell sign.
Does that mean I'm done?
No.
That round is over. Am I down for the count?
Yes. Hey, just so that like she doesn't start randomly putting sound effects in here. Should we take some calls?
Let's take a caller. Why not? We're going to try somebody from 816 area code.
816. Where's 816?
It's in Lisbon.
Okay.
Hi, caller. Talk to
Hello.
Kat.
Sorry, 816 is Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, hi, Kansas City, Missouri.
How do? Anyway, I actually just got into the queue to tell them that they were, in fact, on the air.
Well, thank you very much. Goodbye. What's your name?
Chris Williams. You
met
my
Chris
brother,
Williams.
Corky, so.
How are you?
Okay. Yeah, I didn't honestly have a question. I was just...
I have a question for you. When was the last time that Todd or any version of Todd's band played in Kansas City?
Liars Tour?
Okay. Did Liars Tour play in Kansas City?
It played at a terrible little club with a very low ceiling, so they couldn't set everything up.
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting in the front row with my beautiful blonde niece,
uh-huh.
And you mooched fries from her.
I did. Well, I've been known to do that. That's, you know, that's my M.O. I mooch. I'm a moocher.
Chasm, you owe me fries.
I owe you fries, Michelle.
Are you also a hamburglar?
No, I'm not a hamburglar. And don't even go there, Pippi.
Hey, if you guys want to call in and talk to Kaz, then call 646-716-9222. If Chasm has mooched your fries, please contact the local offices of Marvin and Marvin. Marvin. For a class action suit, yeah. It'll be a stylish suit, if it's anything like a Letterman suit.
Well, I don't think I'll be wearing a suit. It's a little too cumbersome.
Oh, you're not going to wear a suit while you play these gigs? That's good. What are you going to wear? Let's talk about your style. You going to wear white tux?
No. I was actually thinking of going barefoot, but I don't really want to do that. So I'll probably... you know what? It's been so long since I've been able to wear jeans on stage with a band. I might just wear some jeans and a shirt. What do you think?
If you're barefoot, they're going to start a Kaz is Dead rumor. Because remember about the road?
Yeah.
His dead rumor right now. Kaz is dead. He's speaking to us from a Ouija board.
But seriously, should I do the jean thing or should I not?
No, don't wear the suit. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, wear jeans. Black or regular jeans.
I'm gonna go with the jeans. Black? No, not black. Blue. What kind of blue?
Do you have any leggings? Like striped leggings?
Just on one leg. Like, you know how Michael Jackson wore the one glove? I'm going to wear the one leg.
Van Halen wore some. Where borrow some of, what's his head? David Lee Roth. borrow a Harlequin unitard.
U2 was was in the rehearsal place day before yesterday where we were.
Oh, cool. And he was going to go tonight.
Hal was up there with them.
Al Wilner?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Now, wait, they just did a big, huge show when we were there in Chicago, so why are they still rehearsing? They can't get some rest.
Actually, what they did was there was a birthday party for this guy, Gavin Miller? I don't think it's Gavin Miller. It's this guy that Bono grew up with, and they were both musicians when they were kids. And Bono made it, and this other guy didn't. And so it was his birthday, and Bono rented Carnegie Hall for him to have his birthday party in.
Oh, cool.
So they had a bunch of people there, and Hal put the show together.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, so.
Hal Wilner, for you guys who don't know on the air, Hal Wilner is the musical director for Saturday Night Live and has been a good friend of ours and of Chasm's for... Gosh, really, really long time.
Long time. Anyway, Hal was Hal. That was funny.
So, Kaz, you know this place Miko's that you're going to play in Reisterstown?
Uh-huh.
We have some inside information that there is a 20-member divorce-celebrating female party attending.
What?
Yeah, and there's also, get this, it's going to be like the Sharks and the Jets. There's a 30-member, some sort of a, I don't know if it's like Grand Poobah, you know, Fez-wearing Royal Order of Moose, but there is a boy group of 30 people and a rabid divorcee partying girl group, and I just want to see him brawl in the middle of the floor during your gig.
Either that or everybody just has sex.
Why does it always have to be about sex? I mean, I'm
because betting. It always is because everything is about sex. Everything is about sex. Come on, it's money and sex. That's what makes the world go around. Isn't
it?
Before we take a caller, I've been locked on an island.
Before we call your mother.
Yeah. I've been locked on an island, so I've never gotten to see
you. What, Michelle?
I've never gotten to see you play live except acoustic. I think it was Madison.
Yeah.
So do you play guitar or bass when you do your band?
I'm playing guitar. I'm playing guitar. I got a bass player from Brooklyn, this really nice kid. His name is Mike Chiavaro. He's great. And Mark Alexander, the keyboard player from Meatloaf's band, is playing piano. And this drummer by the name of Tad McCulley from New York. And it's just the four of us.
So why the choice? Do you prefer playing guitar, or you just miss it?
You know, I'll tell you what. That's a really good question, too, Michelle, because it's just something about, like, being the front guy and playing a bass guitar. Just, it doesn't, like, some people can pull it off, like Sting or maybe, I guess, McCartney, but he also plays guitar in the shows. And there's just something about playing bass and being the front guy that, I don't know, it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe I'll do it. I don't know. You know, there might be some times where I...
Because then you can do both things, you know. You can play bass whenever you want, but...
Yeah.
Play guitar, cool.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm just hoping there's more AWOT shows sometime this year.
Oh, man. Let's start a rumor about that. I heard maybe around somebody's birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of birthdays, so uh-huh. It could really be any time.
Well, who has a birthday between now and the end of the year? Me. And you, Michelle?
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
She's got a great birthday. She's got the best birthday ever, 11-11. My lucky number.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's Veterans Day, and I used to think that the parade was all for me because my dad was a cop and would direct traffic, so he'd pull the patrol car into, like, the middle of the intersection. I'd sit on the hood of the patrol car, and they would all pass by. And
you gotta love that. And then did you do the Queen Wave?
I was doing the Queen Wave right now. I wasn't familiar then. I had to practice.
Oh, okay.
Hey, another call? Yeah, we're going to take another caller now. You ready, Cass? He's already been on. Let's take 215. Whoever takes 215, you're on the air. 215.
215 is Philly.
Is that your parole officer?
No, I don't have a parole officer in Philly. Everywhere else but Philly.
hey, area code 215-778. You're on the air. You want to say hi to Kaz?
Actually, I do. I didn't. I only called in to listen. But hi, Kaz.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Susan Raslovic. I'm from Horsham, just outside of Philly.
Yeah, you see, I had you pegged. It's a Philly area code. How are you?
I'm great. A bunch of us are coming down to see you on Friday in Maryland.
Really? Oh, that's really sweet. Are you part of the divorce party?
Yes.
You are?
Yes, I am. My friend Lori.
Oh, crap.
Who got divorced?
Lori.
Lori?
Yeah, she lives down. She's friends with, I guess, the owner of Nico's.
Oh, with Mark?
I think his name's Mark, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I never met him.
And she just got divorced. Why did they get divorced? Was it like a domestic violence thing or drugs, alcohol?
It was nasty.
They always are nasty. I mean, that's, you know, kind of like
18 or 19 years, and it was nasty. And she's going to make herself known. You'll notice her.
Really?
Very outgoing.
Well, I'll have
very outgoing.
The brides wear little veils. Now, what's the divorce party? What's that chick wear? Nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
And is she expecting lap dances?
Well, are you willing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Should I bring a thong?
Yeah.
And a cop outfit?
The cop outfit would be great.
Okay. All right. Let me just write that down. I'll get that happening. All right. Cop outfit, thong, all right, sunglasses, motorcycle helmet. And gun. Okay.
Are you going to do YMCA? Are you going to play YMCA while you wear the cop outfit?
No, I'm going to play WYCA. YWCA.
Okay.
Right? Wouldn't that work? Right. Anyway, Susan, thank you so much for calling in.
My pleasure.
And I'm sure that you're going to have a great time at the show. It's going to be a wonderful event and a wonderful evening. We'll make sure that the talent is to your liking.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for talking to me.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for calling in, Susan.
And thank you all.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah. I think we talked to 816 already, but...
Yeah, that was the Kansas City.
Yeah, that was Kansas City, so I think he's just calling in to listen.
Oh, okay. Do you have to call in to listen, or can you just...
Oh, you can listen, but you hear it in real time if you call in, so then Psychic on the chat room, because you can actually hear it before the delay.
Yeah.
And I receive Psychic, so usually I call in and listen when I'm not sitting here in the revered and honorable seat.
Oh, I also am doing another show in Philadelphia in November, November 20th. at the M Room. Or was that, wait, no, that is not true. That is absolutely not true. November 20th is Atlantic City. I think December 4th is the M Room in Philadelphia. But I'll post all this stuff.
November 20th is Rex's birthday, so put a dollar in a slot machine and play a song for him for me, will you?
I sure will. I love Rex. I really do. He's the best.
He was supposed to go home. He was with me for a week with Brandon, and I just sent him over to Hawaii. He was ready to go home. I said, "Nah, you got to go hang out with your dad."
Good. There you go.
Your kids too. They're starting to hang out with their significant others, and you never get a chance to get them alone.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, Tarek has a girlfriend now, so he's 14, so he's already out the door. He's hanging out at the mall, holding hands, and God only knows what else.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, you've given the talk, right, Dad?
Yeah. You know what he said? He said, "Oh, no, that's gross. I don't want to hear that. Stop. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to know that." So he'll find out on the street. Good for him. That's how I found out.
Hey, we have another call. I'm going to plug in caller. You are from area code 561. Caller 561. Aloha.
That's Long Island.
Oh, aloha. No, that's 516.
Oh.
It's a dyslexic joke that they did down here. This is Jay Blumrosen. How are you folks doing?
Oh, hey, Jay.
Hey, how you doing, Kaz?
Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Excellent.
Listen, wait, hold on, Jay. Pippi,
yes.
you gotta be faster on the sound effects. Like as soon as Jay said, "This is Jay Blumhouse," and whatever the hell.
Blumrosen, I've been calling a lot of things.
This is Jay Blumrosen. Then you should have hit the yay. So why don't we try
it?
So please, let's try this again. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Who is this?
This. Oh my God! I screwed up my line. Damn.
Go ahead. Who is this?
It's Jay Blumrosen. Knock knock.
I gotta say it again because it was stopped.
It's now a switchboard. It's not an operator error.
Hello caller. Who is this?
You called me.
Oh! Yay!
Thank you very much.
Exactly. That was good.
Hey.
So how are you folks doing?
We're well, and you?
Excellent. All those books that I did,
yeah,
came out really nice. They're out. Everyone can go looking for them. But I'm not here to pimp myself.
Okay.
Because that's what I normally do.
Well, I brought it up.
Oh, you see, I missed some of the broadcast somehow.
No. I just brought it up now when you called. I said, "How's the book doing?"
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that was karmic because I was listening to, obviously, there's some sort of delay. I was listening to it on the internet.
Oh, there's always a delay.
So there you go. Well, thanks for asking.
Life is nothing but delays.
Yes, I'm used to that.
I'm delay.
I know him well.
You said the book was out?
All seven of them are out. And they've actually all been subtly re-altered just over the last a couple of pictures that were a little dark and some, and a few. If folks out there, Blurb, the publisher didn't want me saying this, but I'm sorry I'm saying it anyway. If some of you people think some of your pictures are a little dark,
they
go
are.
To Blurb support. And ask for replacements, and the deal has been struck that they will be replaced for everyone for free. They did not want me saying that, and I what can I say? I cannot resist telling people that the availability is out there, that they've been redone some.
Yeah, so, you said that on the number one music show on Blog Talk Radio. You just disseminated that information to 10
people. Excellent. Well, there you go. So you 10 people, if you, you know, if you feel the need to, and if you're not happy, you can check them all out online now also, the entire books. I made them public.
I'll have a minion, Jay.
There you go. Please. That would be good. I will pray as well. Manish Tanaha Laila Hazemi. Oh, never mind. Well, we are part of the Mishpucha.
The Mishpucha.
Yeah,
party on.
That's family. So there you go. So have you folks, did you bring up your show yet, Michelle?
Which show?
Oh. Chasm, tell them about our show.
Well, their show. I don't know anything about your show. What's it called?
Woman's World, correct?
Woman's World.
Uh-oh.
It's a woman's world?
No.
It's called What Was I Thinking? Bad Boyfriend Stories.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm confused as hell then.
Have either of you been bad boyfriends?
Yeah.
Need you ask?
Sadly, I don't have the opportunity often, but yes, I have been. It's a great title.
Oh, thanks. I actually licensed a book and took their monologues from a whole bunch of different writers.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote a play around it and edited all their stories, and some famous writers and some not so famous writers. And we're going to have a blast with it over here. And, gentlemen, it's really not just for girls. Don't worry, it's not male bashing, but we're inviting stories about bad girlfriends because I know they're out there.
Hey, I can't give you help with that thing, but I have some stories about bad boyfriends. So.
Well,
okay,
I can't help you there.
Why don't Jay and Kaz, why don't you guys just take the show from here and cover the entire panoply of human existence?
So, Jay,
yes.
After the book got published, after the 7 books were published, isn't there like some kind of ancient law regarding the 7 books? Isn't there like 7 books of Moses or something like that?
Why I coincided them to come out on Yom Kippur.
Oh, cool.
Yes, I fasted and prayed that the books would sell.
Yeah.
Atoning for something now, Jay?
Oh, me. I have nothing to atone for. I'm atonal.
I love it.
Get it?
Yeah. And you're in Florida, correct, Jay?
Yeah, I live down in West Palm Beach, which I love.
Do?
It's 90 degrees every day. It's just great. I love it. The tropics are wonderful. And if I can't be in Hawaii, I prefer to be in Florida.
We need to do a show in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I'm there if you announce it.
Everybody raise your hand. Let's go back.
I have 2 hands up, and you don't want to know how I'm holding the phone.
I've got a little stage.
Yes.
Yeah. Where is your show being held, and when's the opening?
Yeah, you're going to have to open.
Okay.
And you'll feel like you're walking on water.
I would love to open for you. When are you opening?
It's next weekend, am I
our
correct?
Show, it's the last 2 weekends of October in Austin, Texas, capital of Texas, presumed music capital of the world, but we're going to make it the monologue capital of the world on the 22nd and 23rd and 24th.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the 29th, 30th, and 31st, which is the birthday of the illustrious Doug E. Fresh, who's your host normally.
Yay!
But we have
that's what we heard. Yeah. Yay!
Well, you're gonna, you know, you are gonna start your show off with the woman's prayer, correct?
I'm not familiar with.
Once again, Manish Tanaha Laila Hazem.
No, never mind. I'm surprised you guys don't know the woman's prayer. The woman's prayer is: I pray for wisdom to understand a man, to love, to forgive him, and for patience for his moods, because if I pray for strength, I'll just beat him to death.
Oh.
I'm not even going there.
Okay, anyway. I like Jay's prayer better anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying, so there you go. That works for me.
That's very cool. Hey, tickets for our show, What Was I Thinking? Bad Boyfriend Stories, are available at michellerundgren.com. And
there's also a Facebook site, which is What Was I Thinking? The Play. You want to search it that way. Or if you go, if you're a friend of mine, and I don't know why you're not, if you're not, go to my page or go to Michelle's page, because we also, I think a lot of our friends also have that link posted, because we have lots of lovely friends. I am blowing you kisses right now.
And then Chasm, can people get tickets to
your show? People can get tickets to my shows at groupiegear.com, Chasm Sultan, the Chasm Sultan store, KASIMSULTON.com, or store.com, and also at the individual websites. The best place to go, which has always been the best place to go for anything regarding me, is CasimInfo.com. And you can always, Sue always has the most up-to-date and correct information on anything that I ever do. So.
Cool.
So there you go. But listen, guys, my voice is shot. I mean, it's shot to hell. And I got it. I have to sing tonight on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
At
okay.
2 a.m.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can take a couple more calls if there are any. Are there any more calls? If there are any, then
I'll say goodbye if necessary.
Okay. Hey, caller 215.
215? Is that Susan again?
No, wait. Actually, we're going to go to 415. Sorry, he's coming, or she is coming on right now. Oh, then, yep, there we are. Caller 415, which is San Francisco.
San Francisco.
You're on the
San
air.
San Francisco,
hello?
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Did you just say hello?
Yes.
We'll say it again.
That's
hello.
Silly. I'm supposed to be on the. I'm actually on my iPhone. This is Joan, Michelle.
Hi, Joan.
Joan.
Hey. Hi.
Hi,
I thought
Joan.
I was calling a just listen line because I was away from my computer.
Nope. Now you have to come up with a question for Kaz.
Oh well.
And ask me
how
a question about Michelle.
A question about Michelle.
Yeah.
So how about that musical that you're working on?
Are you going to come, Joan? Are you coming to see it?
I am. I'm actually trying to put things in place so that I can actually come and see it. Is that Pippi?
Yes. Hi, honey.
Hi. Hi. So, yeah, I'm actually looking into flights and all that kind of stuff. I hear it's a really small theater, and I don't know exactly what part of Austin it's in or anything like that. I need to scope all that out.
Austin is a small place, and it's right by my house, and a lot of other people that you know will be here. And
nice.
we will be your host, so you won't get lost. And we won't let any
very
bad
nice.
Trouble unless you want them to get you.
You know, not usually, no.
Don't want that voice?
I actually hear about all these, well, my parents lived in Houston for a while, so, yeah, rowdy Texans, usually a little bit frightening.
Don't talk about Pippi that way.
Oh, no. She's one rowdy female Texan, which is just a different thing altogether.
Oh, it's cowgirls that you want. Okay.
Hey, easy there, cowgirl.
Oh, my God. Well, gosh, it's great to hear you guys. Are you guys getting excited?
You
oh,
should be.
We had such a good rehearsal today.
Did you?
Yeah. Ours was easier than Chasm's. He has to be the band leader.
How many people are in the are in the play? I mean, is it like different people doing different monologues?
Yeah, we had it harder than you because we had eight women. I don't care how long you've been doing it with your guys. We had eight women for 3 hours today? So we win.
And then we have one male in that plays a bartender.
Uh-huh.
And, but we haven't found him. We haven't had him yet. We're going to have auditions. What, starting tonight? What?
How fabulous. How long is the show?
It's 2 weekends, so 6 dates, 3 each weekend, the last 2 weekends of October.
I was teasing.
What's the running time?
I thought, boy, that is a long show.
Hope there's an intermission for that one.
we're sleeping bags in the hallway.
It's a little over 90 minutes.
Oh, okay. Oh, how fun. Well, gosh, I will be trying very hard to be there, and I would just like to listen to the rest of the show.
Okay, cool. We'll put you on hold. Hey, Chasm.
Sorry, I'm brain dead after working today. Sorry.
Hey, Chasm.
Yeah, guys.
Thank you so much. And I think 512. All right.
One more question.
Let's see if we have time for one more question, then we'll let you go rest of the way.
Thank you.
Area 512, do you have a question for Kaz?
Yes, I do.
Hi.
Hey, Kaz, it's Mott. How you doing?
Hey, Mott, how's it going?
It's going, man.
I got to tell you, it was so good to see you in Akron and in Stamford and everywhere else you were.
Well, back at you, man. I just love you guys so much, and you know, anytime I can afford to, I'll support you. And if I'm not there, it's just because I can't afford it.
I got you.
But I'll be there in spirit. But first of all, I'm jazzed about your new band. You got to tell us the name of your band. Everybody in the chat room is going, what's the name of the band?
Okay, the name of the band is Fat Helen and the Chickens.
You are lying at your ass.
I think that's a great name. Fat Helen and the Chickens.
But I think you should change the name of the band to that.
You think I should change the name of the band?
To that. That's just too damn funny.
That is the name of the band, Fat Helen and the Chickens.
You are making that up.
How did you come up?
Well, you think I was born yesterday.
You know, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why that's the name. Because whenever I'm in an airport with Todd and Jesse and Prairie and Rachel and Phil and Randy Brown, and somebody comes up to me and says, are you guys a band? And I say, yeah, we're a band. And they say, well, wow, what's the name of your band? Fat Helen and the Chickens.
I love it.
Yay!
I'm pushing. That's so cool. Well, I'm really tickled to have seen A. Watts, first of all, I have to say. Oh, my God, what a mind blow. You guys play the most intricate music, and you act like you'd been doing it for a long time. Really amazed by
it. We had been doing it for a long time, a week.
No, I know. That's why I'm saying. I mean, what you guys did was just outrageously outstanding, and I know I'm prejudiced, granted, but I'm calling you guys the Interstellar Musical Mayhem Band.
Well, we got to continue to do more, so we got to make sure that we do more and more and more.
Well, I mean, there's just no point in Michelle going to all that trouble making costumes. I want to see more of her work on stage. She worked her bunsies off, and we all want to see some more. I mean, it was so fun, and I sent you this nice mushy letter just telling you how much I thought you guys were all so incredible, individually and collectively. What a freaking awesome band!
Thank you.
You just got to tell everybody else I love them, too. But I'm telling you personally, because I got in on the last minute, to tell you I love you. I can't wait to support you guys. And also, Michelle and Pippi, I want to support you guys. And I wish you could come down for Halloween. I am super slammed. I'm going to be booked for most of those dates. I'll be lucky just to catch the opening.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike. You got to get you behind to London and Amsterdam, too.
Dude, I'm already there. That's why I'm working my ass off for Halloween so I can get my pennies.
You're paying my way, Mott.
I know you got to rest your voice, dude, so then I will just pester the girls about, just let you guys tell us more about the play, because we're all listening about that, too.
Listen, I just did want to say one other thing, guys, Michelle and Pippi, that the Chicago show is going to be recorded and available for a download right afterwards. So check that. You can check that out. Anybody who wants to, who can't make it to one of the shows in Dayton, Cleveland, or Chicago, or Reisterstown?
Reisterstown,
Maryland. There'll be a live download available.
Cool. And that's on available on your website as well, info about that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah,
Fathominfo.com.
Yeah, okay.
Wait,
and listen, if I don't speak to, well, I don't know, am I going to see you before the opening, Michelle?
I probably won't see you, but I'll see you, hopefully, for some AWOT shows. You know, I hope we see each other before Christmas.
Yeah, I hope we will. I'm sure we probably will.
And thanks for sharing your stage with me for those last 4 minutes.
That was a thrill for me too, Michelle. It really was. I was so glad that you came out and stood on my little riser, and it was just special for me too.
It was very sweet.
Yeah, but I'm gonna go, guys.
All right, bye, Cass. Have really good shows. Kick ass.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Our guests and keeping us in line.
Okay. I love you guys. I'll see you later.
Aloha.
Bye, honey.
Aloha. Bye.